Everyone, and thank you all for coming out tonight for the 2008 version of the Verona Road Quarter Study public meeting. And I'm Larry Barta. I'm the project manager for DOT at the Southwest Region in the planning section. And I'm here with a number of other folks from the Southwest Region and also some people from Strand Associates. And they're an engineering consultant that is under contract to DOT to work out the details of the improvements on this study and produce a final document describing all of it. I'm going to give you kind of a broad what have we been doing and what are we going to be doing, and then Tom will follow with some details, but we're going to keep it relatively brief tonight so we can maximize the time we have to talk one-on-one in front of all the exhibits that you've been looking at. Step all the way up. Okay, how about now? Thank you. So the last time we were out here to do this, it was in September of 2007. And at that point, we came out with some information regarding some changes to what we were doing. We pointed out that we narrowed the scope of this study so that the focus became Verona Road between County PD and Nacoma Road, and the Beltline between Whitney Way and Seminole Highway. This was a change from the 2005 draft environmental document where the West Beltline study limits went all the way out to Middleton. Also at that time, we introduced our proposal to reconstruct the corridor in three stages. Those three stages are proposed to be built over quite a lengthy time period, probably 20 years or more. And this too was a change from what we had proposed in the draft environmental document. In that document, we said we would completely rebuild the whole thing in one shot. Now, since we were out here last fall, we've been working on a lot of the details on those three stages, and we think we've finalized quite a few of them now, working with community representatives and agencies and a whole bunch of other folks that have provided a lot of input along the way. We also have some of the features that aren't finalized yet, and they're on the exhibits as well, and they're shown up as options. So our main purpose tonight is to give everybody a look at all these new details that we've produced and give you a new opportunity to talk to us about them. We do think that what we're going to show you does address the major problems that we point to out on Verona Road, which is a lot of safety problems and growing congestion. But we also think that the improvements will do a lot of good for other people that aren't in motor vehicles, pedestrians, bicyclists, and bus riders. So, like I said, we're here to get more comments tonight, and we've gotten comments from a lot of people in the past, and we hope you'll continue to stay involved as we move forward. Once we get the details finalized in the next few months, we'll take another look at the impacts of all the changes that are proposed. Tonight, we really don't have anything new on most of the impacts. We do have some new information on property impacts. We don't have information on a couple of the items of great concern to many of you, namely air quality and noise levels. We will be reassessing how the changes impact both of those issues along with a number of other features or factors. But for now, I can only say that we're going to continue to attempt to limit the impacts and do mitigation to the point that's possible and practical. I also want to point out you'll have another opportunity coming up before anything is finalized and any of our documents are complete to take another look and give us more comments. This would occur when we hold a public hearing, and that'll be coming up next year. It'll come up after we write a supplement to the draft environmental document, and that supplement will describe the changes from that 2005 document compared to what we're showing you tonight. At the hearing then, you can see the full package, all the changes for all the stages, all the information on any impacts, any mitigation, and comment once again. Partly for that reason, we're not going to have a question and answer session at the end of the presentation tonight. Also because we want to maximize the amount of time we have talking one-on-one in front of the exhibits. After the hearing is held, we'll be producing a final environmental impact statement. That's been our goal all along with the study. It's just been a little longer coming together, but I think in the end it'll be a good product. And that'll describe both the original draft, it'll have the supplemental draft information in it, and then anything else that might change between the public hearing and completing that document. One of the things that'll be in there will be the price tag. And we really don't have the price tag figured out just yet because the details aren't all worked out. What we do have is a ballpark estimate for the first stage, that first stage being the Raymond Road to Nakoma and Whitney to Seminole rework. That we have money reserved in 2014 and 2015 to the tune of $57 million. That's in today's dollars. And like I noted, that is a big number, and that is one of the main reasons why this study has taken as long as it has, and why we're going to the extent we are to make sure that we do a good job of getting the most for that kind of investment. One of the things that is real key to being cost effective in this case is completing this study and getting our plans underway to make the improvements in that first stage. And that's because the existing road out there and the bridges in that area of stage one are pretty worn out now, and they're getting pretty close to the point where they need to be replaced anyway. And being able to replace them and improve things at the same time is a lot more cost effective for us. It does maximize the lifespan of that road that's out there today, but it's a lot cheaper to do all of it at once rather than two efforts. And it does mean that all of the disruption and other effects of construction are only going to happen one time instead of twice. And moving on to the stage two and stage three future. Stage two, the primary improvement would be turning County PD and Verona Road into an interchange. And I think anybody driving through there in recent years has realized that traffic's been jumping pretty quickly, and certainly faster than we had expected, but there's been a lot of development down in that part of the city. We don't have money set aside for that work yet, but it is funding that we'll be seeking when the budgets for the years 2017 and out are being put together for the state DOT's projects statewide. Stage three, on the other hand, which is converting to a freeway, is quite a bit different. It too is not funded at this time. And actually, we won't be looking for funds for it until traffic volumes get up to the point where the stages one and two work no longer do the good job for us. If and when that point does arrive, we are gonna have to reassess what's going on in at that time, which we're thinking is some 20 or more years out in the future. And if the freeway conversion is still the right answer, that would still probably be the solution that we would eventually pursue, but it may not be. So I just want to leave you with the message that particular phase, the last phase, converting it to a freeway, is by no means set in stone, and it's going to depend on what actually happens in the future as opposed to what we predict will happen today. That'll be my part of the presentation, and I'm going to turn it over to Tom next. He's going to give you a little bit more detail, but as I noted, if you want to really get a close look at what's changed, we encourage you to talk with us or look at the exhibits after Tom's done and ask questions, and we'll see what we can show you that might interest you. There are a lot of details available besides what we're talking about up here, especially in terms of improvements for pedestrians and bicyclists. So stop by. If all the people that are here for questions might raise their hands right now, just so people get a sense of who's available. There's quite a few. I also want to point out State Representative Therese Brousseau is in the audience tonight, and she's been quite interested in this project as well. Tom.
Great, thanks, Larry. As he mentioned, we're looking at three different stages. Stage one focuses the improvements from the Verona Road interchange, going from Seminole to Whitney Way, and going from Nakoma down to Raymond Road. Stage two is the interchange at County PD. And then stage three is the ultimate freeway conversion of Verona Road or 151. Most of the information that you're going to see tonight is going to deal with stage one and a little bit of stage two. That's because those improvements are more imminent. This is what our schedule will look like. The winter of spring, we'll do our impact reassessment. Larry alluded to that. We will start measuring and reanalyzing noise levels, air quality, and understanding exactly through slope intercepts and the like how much right-of-way we will need for the improvements. We'll republish a draft environmental impact statement. It'll be called a supplemental draft environmental impact statement. We'd like to get that done through the summer and fall of 2009. And depending on when and how the reviews go, because we have to have it go through several agencies for review, it could be available late 2009 or perhaps 2010. Stage one, design, real estate acquisitions, and construction will occur between 2010 and 2015, with the real estate and design occurring in the earlier stages of that. And then stage two and three to be determined somewhere between 2016 and 2030. Why are we doing this? Well, 151 is a backbone in the state highway plan. Backbones are Wisconsin's most important highways. Many of them are the interstates. They include interstates and other four-lane roadways, such as Highway 29 up on the northern part of the state, Highway 151 to Dubuque and Fond du Lac. They make up just 3% of all of the state's highways, but they carry 57% of all the truck traffic and 34% of all the auto traffic. And because of that, the state places a higher priority on these roadways because they carry more traffic. Highway 151 is a backbone in the state highway plan. And if you were to go from Dubuque to Fond du Lac, this section of Highway 151 is the only section that is not a four-lane expressway for that whole, I think it's a 170-mile section. One caveat to that is that we do have 151 going down East Washington Avenue. If you're an Eastsider, it goes down 150 East Washington Avenue. There, the backbone designation follows the interstate and the Beltline to Verona Road. Signals that exist on Verona Road lead to increased crashes, decreased safety, decreased mobility, and increased congestion. The purpose and need for the project is to enhance the mobility of motorized and non-motorized traffic on Highway 151 and 12-14 corridors in the vicinity of our study. Needs include, that were published in the draft environmental impact statement, include the system continuity and consistency with that quarters 2020 state highway plan, of which Verona Road's a backbone, regional mobility, safety, neighborhood connectivity, because we do have different neighborhoods that are separated by both the Beltline corridors and the Verona Road corridors, as well as metropolitan traffic movements and local access. The strategy is to develop interim improvements for each intersecting side road that provide relief over the next 15 to 20 years. We'll provide an environmental impact statement for Verona Road that addresses both these interim and long-term solutions, and the long-term solutions being the stage three solutions. We'll map the longer-term stage three freeway conversion solutions, and we'll build those later as warranted by safety and congestion. And then we'll stage the construction, addressing the areas that need it most when it is needed, with the first construction occurring between 2014 and 2015. Real estate acquisition could begin in 2011. The first area that we're proposing a change is the Beltline interchange. It will be a single point interchange. It's similar to a diamond interchange, except you curve the ramps to a single point. It's a special type of interchange that allows concurrent left turns, which provide more capacity. With this, a single point interchange is, Verona Road is expanded to 8 lanes. It probably would require an arch type of bridge or a cable stayed type of bridge. And we have examples of those on one of the exhibits over in this area. This is a very dark animation. I'm sorry that it's so dark. Or maybe it's just that this is so bright, right? However, this animation helps you understand how this interchange works compared with the current interchange. It's set up on the monitor, which over here to my left, and it provides a better representation, and you can understand how it provides more capacity. At Summit, we're calling the Home Depot intersection Summit. Okay. Right now, we're proposing a jug handle intersection. A jug handle is a special intersection that creates fewer stops for Verona Road traffic. In fact, the southbound Verona Road traffic did not stop at all. The northbound Verona Road traffic would stop occasionally to allow right-turn vehicles to get out of the intersection. It creates a great separation under Verona Road. Right here you can see those are bridges, and so this would create a roadway that travels underneath Verona Road. We need to create this kind of intersection to realize the operational benefits of all the improvements that we're doing at the interchange. Many times, the interchange does not operate correctly or appropriately because the queues or the backups from the Home Depot intersection extend all the way into the intersection and then make it difficult for vehicles that are on the Beltline trying to take a left to turn left onto the Beltline. So by correcting this intersection and the Beltline intersection, we create, you might say, a more operationally appropriate situation. This also is a very dark animation. But what it does show, and I'm gonna step over to it. Here is the underpass that goes underneath. Here's a roundabout that would exist on the east side of Verona Road. Here's Home Depot. So vehicles will travel through here, and by making right turns and traveling underneath Verona Road, all the movements that exist today are available for you with this situation. With the two main improvements, the interchange, the single point interchange, and the jug handle intersection, there's various options that are being considered. One of them is a Carling Drive extension, which really has two parts. For Carling Drive, there's two options. One is to travel right there and connect to Allied Drive right there. A second option is to travel in a way that fronts Verona Road a little bit more directly and connects with Allied Drive right there. Both of these are being coupled with a connection, the Freeport Road. And that Freeport Road would travel underneath Verona Road, currently where the Southwest Bike Trail exists. We would move the bike trail a little bit to the south or to the north, and then in between the bridge piers there, we have a roadway connection. This provides a connection to Freeport Road. It addresses connectivity to Nakoma Heights. Right now, Nakoma Heights is right here. And they really only have one connection to Allied Drive as it exists and one connection to Verona Road. This provides an additional connection. It provides alternate routes during construction. No construction is pleasant, right? And this one will be very challenging construction. And those in the neighborhoods will want other avenues to get to the Beltline and to get across Verona Road rather than just the Summit intersection. This provides one more avenue to do that. The stage two improvement is the County PD interchange. This is a graphic showing that interchange. Right there, you can see the northbound off-ramp going to County PD. This is the northbound on-ramp going on to Verona Road. This is the southbound off-ramp going to PD. And that's the southbound on-ramp going to Highway 151. We have a drawing of this closer in the station 4. The stations describe more of these impacts in more detail. And we'll try and have a station 4 was a little bit late in getting set up, but we'll have staff members available at all of these stations to take individual questions. Our next steps, when we came to you last fall at St. Maria Gredi, we provided this graphic that showed the next things we were going to do. It included evaluating additional alternatives, measuring the impacts, the effectiveness, and the cost, and then moving towards a supplemental draft environmental impact statement. Of those, we've completed those three. We are now moving towards completing a supplemental draft environmental impact statement. Once that's completed, we'll release a final environmental impact statement and obtain a record of decision. You have input all through these processes. So you will have input at the supplemental draft environmental impact statement and the final environmental impact statement. Okay. Once we get a record of decision, that's kind of the environmental okay that we can move forward with these improvements. There will be responses to all the comments that we receive. We feel comfortable moving forward with what we have here, but many of you probably have good suggestions or good ideas that we can incorporate or evaluate as we prepare the supplemental draft environmental impact statement. Moving on, we would prepare the design drawings, purchase right-of-way, and then move towards construction. Public interaction would be a part of that as well. And that's the end of our presentation. Rather than take questions, because in a previous meeting we did, and it ended up getting quite long, I think what we'd like to do is take questions individually at the stations. As I said, this is the introduction. Station 1 is the introduction. Station 2 deals with the Verona Road interchange. Station 3 talks about the jug handle. And Station 4 talks about the staging and the County Highway PD. Thank you for taking the time to come.